Omwi, New Englandville Studio. Good afternoon and welcome to the program Meet the Show, where they come to you live from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. You can also get me on the internet on www.radiodemocracy.etcl, courtesy of Osiwa and powered by AfriCell. Like all time inside the program, we get news, information, and entertainment till the next 1 hour. You can be part of the program by way I will send you text message to the number 077-981-981. Add the voice button you'll get for discuss inside the program. The program I meet the show and it will come to you live from Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. And me where they bring this edition come to you this afternoon. Me that's up to you, Kalon. Well, inside the studio with me, I get the Executive Director for Music for Girls Initiative Africa and Empowerment Scheme, Esther Michael Emme, ready for can talk about the event we will come up tomorrow as we for mark the Day of African Child. Good afternoon and welcome to the program.
Good afternoon. Thank you for getting me in the studio and I tell we family and we listen, kushe kushe.
Okay, well, that's now the voice of my studio guest. The program now waiting to be, and we will look at the first issue inside the program. One way for make any society develop, na people them get for come together for make the development happen. We make some people them na the Black Tank Market region to Lomley don't contribute copper among themselves. We na 30 million for extend the market. We make them people ya call on government for help them complete the extension of the market. Mange Mansari be talk to them people ya.
This is a winner the mammy queen of Black Tank. Mark J. the gents go family back from Lombly. Obusinana would be so. Not only Bapa, we know we don't Bapa in the Bobo, Bobo Broker. We don't tax you, Mark, too many all, whatever April. We don't buy pan, we don't buy pan or buy tea. Can still not do. I want the commandment April, dear. We go work at all. Now the honorable April for 500.
So how much would have been contributed among
the country? We've got to any get so on a 30,000 at the added table, so on a 40,000. So we'll be begging, we'll buy 10 bond pan.
In total, how many money would have been?
All the money have been called 30 million.
Minaka is Samuel Kelly, chairman for the Family Market Black Tank Regent Road. The outside of the market, you know, we fumble them in the day with some mankai bill buffer, they make them buffer buffer, but like the thing not being accurate. Some size short, at the time we come together and decide, say, make we contribute and then let we try for raise the structure up so that the place go look free and fine for everybody. Well, some table because like we get some plaza suman where you watch them, at the end of the day, you know, buy 10,000 market for cancel. So like we been take a massage, you table day. Some they get 30,000 one leaf pan, some 40, 50 with two or three leaf pan. So like something like that. So like I'm waiting maybe get for those chairman. I take list of them all way, you know, how them in the contribute and then we try for start the structure. We buy sticks, buy pan, about 15 bundle. So like the 15 bundle said not be enough. So that give a cause we go and meet some other people like the honorable. We honorable na this constituency 132, honorable Amani. Then we meet with councillor, honorable Ekai 5 bundle, give we as new help. And I even promise say, ready for do more if we ask.
With all single na don't do so. So who side the work they currently now?
Well now, the roofing for finish. And then the floor, we need for do the floor and then we get some extension them away for Dubai because the place we make for now is not enough for the market people then. But like one we done that first phase and then we ask the government and whoever feels say it gets more man than I had, get mama them, sister them, brother than I had, make them go come to we aid and help we, let we go do the extension then they and do the floor. Because the floor now we the mass inside, we ain't come, you know, the potopoto they catch you, now you uncle. So we ask, please, make them come on board and help we, let us out, we able. Help we mama them, free them from coal and then other half sick them. The workers they don't can serve now as we they talk. Then they are around now, then just they wait for we law can give them the go ahead so that then we finish for roof the place. Need them they buckle because like the entire market itself is small. We be not go meet council, we don't tell and say now government don't come with another big help again our community within the big one, big hospital. So like them in go for encroach now the market land. But some land still they wait there for the market, but like private people them in don't go grab them side. So like we be not go to council, we don't make the report to the councillor, we don't go meet we mayor, we don't explain them and some people may not come from council representatives, they may not come from council, they don't come watch the private side building them with them put up. So like we may hope say if extension get for day for the market, now just the private houses then get for sale, then get for do away with them, then they extend the market.
And I'm Madam Akaloko, I mean I tell you for Black Tank Market. Well, now me been gone with the idea because we don't suffer on the market here. The place the Bafado will be built in low. The water, some man own high, some man own short. So people don't be able to come behind for bye-bye. So come to one who contributes, we collect money to the market. Who money? We get out the money, we go left for any amount of money we get out, we go left and the shop day, we go for the materials. So we don't get up to 30 million. We don't buy stick then, now plan and go buy about. Now 50 dollars in stick then, they'll buy some board then. So the money not all we don't use it too, because we get some other extended we get for make back. For us the billing, because the money we get for Canada, it passed that amount today. But we don't ask, we don't go to Minister Mingalu, we go cry to them, we send it to Honorable, so say, no, only go to Honorable, to Council. So Honorable crap, go to Council, go meet the Council, eh? For say, we don't know for sitting on the market, two money, then they pay market, do every day to them, and I get that for bill for them, 5,000, and they will not go able straight. So now, Honorable is every year, we can with 5 bundles, PAM. So now, with the big council and proper government, we get more extended, all the place we don't have. The money but who don't have back, we go for put it back. Because that's how they don't have back, about 15 bundles, PAM them back, now you get for go the back, the other extended, we go for put it again. So the big council, we are with the pay, market to man, nobody know they want to pay market to now. They are not sorry for saying, we are mortal man. What is the pay for anything they want, we let them go and for we. Right now they stay. Now the ground, we go for pave that ground there now. Now Boku money get for candy. Boku pass the highway, we put up the pan. They are with the big papa government. Let them build for we. So by building now the market here, this was do no more for the necessity because of the market one in the stream. Let papa government no say we pay the market due.
Well, that's na voice of some people where they sell na the Lomile market. Be they talk to Mangi Masari say as we for extend the market. This some make they don't even couple to themselves with the sum of 30 million loans, but still call on government for help them complete the extension. The program na made the show and it come to you live from Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. And as I be done, say we are just at the program, I say I get inside the studio with me, the Executive Director for Music for Girls Initiative Africa and Empowerment Scheme winner, Esther Michael Emme. Esther, start for tell people about this initiative.
Well, thank you, Sabtu. Music for Girls Initiative now like a program where we decide for startup, where we see the need for, you know, get girls them, where we see the need for get young girls them involved with the issues and where they affect we as girls and women them. It starts way back in 2014, you know. I've been a teacher at the Balanta Academy. I've been a teach young kids them, young picking their music. And I come across one picking where they really sing, not like 10-year-old picking. So I think to myself, say, I can able for the train picking them for the sing, you know. But nothing else spoil me more than after the Ebola outbreak or during the Ebola outbreak, we will be record the highest teenage pregnancy rate now, na Salon. So that really touch me because I discover say, well, if the school system no day, what thing up picking go they do? Because of the idleness, I discover say many teenage girls them get belly. So now I start up this initiative. Now it was not just about for little camp, sing, dance and go. It was about how we able to use the arts for educate. How we able to use music, drama, poetry for talk about the thing that would affect young girls na Salon in Africa as a whole, and how we able to address them. Okay. You know what I mean? So that was what started off music for
so
us.
From 2014 to now, when are some of the things that we don't do, you think we don't see that help young girl picking them for be useful in society?
We don't do a lot. 2015 we get a concert where it was like an open window or a platform where we may able for identify girl picking them, we get talent. 2015 we do a concert and we also dedicated to the female Ebola survivors at that time. 2016 was a lot. We get a day out to Esther Michael. We been get workshop. We'll take like five girl picking them from different over 10 schools or 20 schools. We count with them. We get women then we don't do something at society. Women then we get profession like doctors, lawyers, media personalities may come for can talk to the girl picking them, but then safe. Most importantly, what we don't discover is the fact that young picking them as alone not really believe themselves. They don't get that confidence there. So we decide say what would they get in workshops then? Would they come with people then? We don't woman them specifically. We don't do something in society. We don't live, you know, through that process. We understand what thinking happen, where gap picking they move from the teenager adolescent age to becoming an adult.
Okay.
So we get people that always be do bead work, people that would do makeup, people that want to do interior decor with handwork. So okay. Most not the program. Then 2016 back, as early as March this year, we get a TV show for celebrate International Women's Day. When are we girls them? We've been training for take up for host that program day.
Okay, also the initiative day, I mean, look on art and music. How you can come about for get to picking them for involved in Tolin Kaintia? So we will not say no easy for let girl picking them focus on such, I mean, something.
Well, interestingly, girl picking them really like music. You go on a street today, you see them picking them with the girl at the pump, then they sing. Naturally, you say self we sit on where they was or where they cook or where they brook, you they sing. And I think say if we able use that likeness or that love for that music for channel something positive, we able to teach the girl them, but something would affect them. And also if they go able use that poetry day for talk about the issues them, for address them, we're able to use short dramas, short films for, you know, expose them in a way that affect me, and also proffer solutions then what will facilitate government or other people then with day in the advocacy network go able understand and use them things that they for address with issues them.
When you talk about art, like what is so exactly the beginning can focus on?
Performing arts,
okay,
general music, dance, poetry and drama. Then we get a creative art,
okay,
which is the making of slippers, them beat slippers, the way they see now, not the market. Handbag, then karanke slippers, then karanke and handbag, hair brooch, necklace, simple.
And they can accept the door.
Yes, we come with people there for train them.
Okay.
Yes, for let them learn how for do them in the day. Sewing as well for sew, because me, I don't big now. If I've been learn dancing in the day, sometimes I for don't get one tailor shop. We go to support me income. You know what I mean? So we're not gonna get girls picking young woman there, go to depend too much per man. It's okay for lay we get man we supportive. In fact, that is what we need. But lay man then not be with sole get provider of everything we want. You know what I mean? So if you get a handwork we sabi, develop what now business na the wedding go. You get people that when they walk in a bank, they still get a shop, they get a boutique, they get something when they depart, you know, for just help improve on livelihood.
But from what you don't see so far, you think said the beginning really done the focus, you don't see result?
Yes, definitely. One side where I know say we don't really improve partner, the ability for the girl picking them confidently talk about themselves, talk about something when they want to see, when they want change power, you know what I mean? Like young picking, know what you want. You get focused. You say, okay, this now this line I want to take. Now so I want to go. At this tender age, now this time for able for shape their mind, for letting understand what's in it mean for make a choice or for make a decision.
So like almost girl picking them so involved in all
so
of this.
So far, every Saturday we can get close to 80 girls. Yes.
And you can come about for getting girls.
But they want to schools them. We go to our schools, reach out to them, the one they were interested in, they come to me. At the same time, I can just meet up people them, then talk about maybe a girl or girl picking with something happened to her, this and they, you know, and I say, okay, I'm gonna come with them. So we go out for both going school going girls and picking them back we're not in our school.
Okay, Esther Michael, I'm Executive Director for Music for Girls Initiative. Continue for Day With We. The program you listen to on Amide Show, and it comes to you live from Radio Democracy 98.1 FM 077-981-981 at the number if you send your text message to Martino. They talk about inside the program, and also you get to on our Facebook page on www.radiodemocracy.sl. Now we look at another issue as we're going to the NCTVA. every 3 weeks to the NCTVA exam with Polytechnic Institution and Teacher Training College TIC for getting certificate, diploma, and other qualification. Them, the NCTVA can organize training for invigilator them for partner institution them where they take the exam. The NCTVA just train the invigilator them. Also, the director for NCTVA, Mohammed Ejalo, say some of the strategy them where they put in place now for tap malpractice we can happen to happen at exam them. Mohammed Ejalo talk more about this to Mange Masari inside this interview.
About 2 to 3 weeks before the exams then start, we they call we invigilators, we prospective invigilators and supervisors into a workshop. But this year, we say no increase the number of people that already participate. So we invite 3 persons from each of the partner institutions that we can discuss, especially about this examination malpractice. So now for that we can discuss the strategies they all don't put in place. Maybe then itself they give you new ideas. So now the essence of the workshop, so that they all go get for help for invigilate and supervise the exams, we all go there on a good footing for ensure say the examinations they all they conduct malpractice free.
So who are the institutions and so who na invite? Who na partner institutions then?
We get the secondary schools then, where they take the NVQ exam. Then we get the Polytechnics and the Teachers Colleges. Polytechnics, Timagai, Freetown Teachers College. We also get other institutions like Government Technical Institute, Morialdo Vocational, Luban College, and many others, as you can see, nearly 100 participants across Freetown. We do this for Freetown, but we go for locator now the provinces.
NCTVA, now one institution where they manage examination. What are the techniques that we actually can train in the part institutions them, because this examination malpractice don't they now on the rampage?
Well, NCTVA, we don't develop some strategies. Some of them we go talk but on a public, others we not go talk but we paper them with the send upline. Before now we they send them like 1 week before. Now we they send the papers there every other day. So no question paper, not they go to a center upline 3 days before the exam. Now Freetown, the papers then they go about 30 minutes before the start of the exam. We they make sure say if we they conduct exam at one center, the teachers the way they teach at that institution they not will be invigilators at that center. We they send them another center. So it's like no member of staff of an institution not go invigilate EU staff. Then we get monitoring teams where they go around. We they search the candidates, we they encourage we invigilators them for be very vigilant. Then when we don't conduct the exam, the empty spaces we they left on the booklet, we call and scratch it. We they scratch them all before we give them to examiners for mark. And of course, any booklet number we they associate with a particular candidate. So these are some of the strategies they would. When they print the papers, me as director, either I would they physically wouldn't they print them, envelope them, and seal them with the security envelope. Or if another day, whilst I then in the office, CCTV camera, they show. So at the monitor, then other senior staff, then they monitor. The other strategy, would they encourage the examiners, the way quite a good number of them were computer literate. If then they submit item to we set to the number for typer. Then can not do all things. So we can just print them up. Some papers, then they will, no other staff member know they see the CCTV, and I mean, no they see. From the examiner to me, if the number is small, if you know, like about 50 students, 100 students, and the photocopy, I mean, I see now. Now, exams officer said, go get one paper, we can go manage. All the senior staff will get one paper, we can go manage. Then continue.
Another area also, na the marking, na the student, the trace paper then. So, what do they do in that direction? Then?
That direction, we not a big chance to anybody for insert after the exam. I make we scratch their spaces then. Now, we do that one day. We try as much as possible for some sensitive papers or some big papers, no conference mark them. Now, inside the papers, they know they come up. Then, of course, we monitor examiner them, where they do the marking. We get some them where they're very respectable examiners. They will get examiners, they will have professors at the university. We get some on a principal lecturer, we get some on a lecturer. So we they monitor them. They give them a time frame after which we go ask for with papers then. And when they don't mark them, bring them come, we look them whether the marking is proper. The chief examiner can get for take a sample, some of the scripts them, and may they make sure say the marking in integrity not tampered with. We they advise the students then, make them work hard. If you study, you work hard, we self know the set exam deliberately for let the student fail. Understand me, eh? If they work hard, I think they can do well now with exams. Now for let them work hard,
someone, let them take their work seriously.
Well, that's the voice of Mohammed Ejalo, the director for the NCTVA. They talked to Mange Mansari, but since strategy them we don't put in place as we for avoid malpractice na the exam. Well, the program is still listened to na made the show, and it come to you live from Radio Democracy 98.1 FM 077-981-981 na the number we for seeing. You text message to about issue demo they discuss, and still inside the studio, I get the executive director for Music for Girls Initiative Africa and Empowerment Scheme, Esther Michael Emme. Now, you don't talk about different, you know, and how not empower young girls. Now, look, come to the Day of the African Child, where we know say different organization we focus on girls can want for do something on that particular day. In this day, we do not plan for do
well tomorrow. We're in the African Child's Day. Is a very significant day in the lives of every picking winner African. We get a program tomorrow, which we don't begin a planning for the past months. For the past 3 months, we don't pick like 20 girls whom they train for do some of them bead work them pan slippers, bag, necklace, band and bangles. So tomorrow we'll get an exhibition for showcase anything in the way them picking they don't do, you know. And we want to lay all man come in numbers for can support we. Okay. Not just us as an organization, but the picking them where they really take out their time for can do this. Remember say they get for go school, and now during the weekends they can come for little train them. It's going to be an exciting moment when you get for see for yay. And we know they just come with the thing there, we get other extra raw materials than when they come with for lady picking the maker before na yai.
Okay.
You know, for loan signing we say that the girls are make them. So tomorrow we can forget a celebration, you know. Okay. on the side. It's going to be all African.
Okay.
We get cultural dance. We will don't train the picking them. We other coordinators them when are professionals in their own fields, in the artistic field. Don't train the picking them half a dance, cultural dance, typical saloon cultural dance, then picking and go dance. And then we get film show when a Queen of Catway. I don't know if Nasabi Lupita, when a Kenyan originally, but now in the Hollywood they act. Do one film now Uganda where we showcase a young girl child will not be able for go school, but somebody train her for play chess and it can become number one. So that's a film we're gonna be showing tomorrow for little just inspire young picking them.
Okay.
And we can't forget our wonderful poet, when our Victoria, the poet. Most of them I don't hear, but in fact, I've been there at the National Stadium on Saturday. We do a special poem for Leone Stars, them. Instead of get for Day Day, for Grace, the occasion. And for Leona Sisi, Saloon, girl picking them talented. We're not stupid. We get sense. We smart. We focus. We know what's on deeper. All they need now, we encouragement, we love, and we concern. So I want all man come tomorrow for can support the girl them.
Okay, but again, people we can listen or see our salon the celebrity day of African Child. Then can say the concept has been changed because waiting salon can do not in line or not really get the history of the day of African Child itself.
Okay, I want to say this. It is important that yes, history don't be, but we have to move from that point. You see, those young people we been die at that point in time, they may sacrifice their life for some of we today. Yeah, if some of we will know the history down the line. And it is important that let we progress, let there be a forward movement, you know. If we sit down now, we say yes, we lost we young one them. Then people then wait bingo before we then go make sacrifices. You see, that is why we wait there now for ensure saying we picking them, we African children them, not suffer the way them people they not suffer, because that one in the way don't go, they don't already make the sacrifice for we. You know what I mean? This point, now that make tomorrow we theme is creating freedom, building the creative mind of an African child, creating freedom. Now so the day if you ask them people that we don't big now, what's in them they do when they're young, if they're stressed or if they're vexed or if something, they go tell them they listen music. Or then somebody that's most finny who we sabi very well, I mean tell me once say wait he can vex or wait something happened to her, he can just lock himself in a corner, he acts by himself, because that's the only time he's able to come out of that situation. So we're not a completely move out from that essence. We know that. And I make we picking again for dance, the Sarafina dance tomorrow. What were those kids fighting for? Freedom. It cannot understand. Even Bob Marley talk and say, emancipate yourself from mental slavery. Now, the freedom world they seek now, not then at the hands of the we colonial masters.
So, you think so the way of as way for Mark the Zena Salon, that's the best thing that should be
it's
done?
It's to empower young African kids through their handwork, through their creative minds, you know, building them to be building blocks for our nation.
Okay, yeah. Esther, Michael, I may continue for the way to we. The program we still listen to na made the show and it come to you live from Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. Now na time for let we relax and take music.
Take away your joy. You never sing on my body. Take away your joy. Now only God is perfect for you. La 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 la. Don't wear them bunny got money small. See where them feeling us more. Since where them bunnies got money swore. The team we pass with you in us more. Then be one so make it easy life. Then be the drive for me that you like. Then be one so make it easy life. Then be the drive for me that you like. What we have say? Government, we all go ready for opening your way. So now we are, we just enter and then keep God on the place. Now what's the way now for you, we are the world. Take away your joy. You know nothing on my money. Take away your joy. Don't let that be content for you. Take away your joy. To the dirty plan for you, and the one you call you husband. To the dirty plan for you, so no worry about bad family. Them go end up sent by you, and I will not forget them bad body. They will get up sent by you. Then be one for make you lose your life. Then be the drive for make the hurts you life. Then be one for make you lose your life. Then be the drive for make the hurts you life.
Well, hope say you don't enjoy that music day inside the program. The program where they listen to now meet the show and it come to you live from Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. And we will continue for take more issue. For second, the couscous will be happening at the Congo Cross Campus inside this year. The administration be set up investigation committee for look inside this matter for Fenot and no whose kind decision they may take, whose side they may end up for suspend over 15 students with the administration for not say be involved in this act. Some of them students here say they're not glad with the decision where the administration take for suspend them. We reporter Usman Kamal gets more and go now report.
The Sunway Gis Yegi. Now students then, Nanjala University, Thursday, March 23 morning. Where be the first for one na the presidential.
Well, we sorry for that wrong insert day. The program na made this show and need to come to you live from Radio Democracy 98.1 FM 0779-8191. Now the number if you send your text message. So I come over to my studio guest, Executive Director for Music for Girls Initiative Africa and Empowerment Scheme. Esther, you don't talk about different in the way this event get for look at that. Yeah. You say drama, music, art and all that. So who side this get for take place and other thing that the kind people get for the in such event?
It get for take place na Stadium Hostel, Atlantic Hall, na Sykes Street. And then this program is open to everybody. You do up day, you do down day, can no more. It's not free though. It's not free.
So how much people pay?
For the picking and at 10,000. If you know, say you're a student, you do go school. And also for college picking, there. Well, say student, secondary school, primary school, adults them like you now sub to you for candy. But since the way you don't do me interview, so I will make it free. But that's 25,000 for adults.
Okay.
Yes. And for of course we get the presence of the Honourable Minister of Youth from the Ministry of Youth, Honourable by Mahmood Bangura. We will come for unveil the exhibition for we and the artwork.
Yeah. Okay, in all of this, what exactly you really want to achieve?
It's simple. I want for ensure say girl picking them get the voice that they deserve. Girl picking them get the support where they need. Girl picking them able for make their own choice, positive choice. We go eventually produce positive results tomorrow. You know, we don't hear boku see when they happen to girl picking them na salon. The one way they get belled, the one way and they drape na streets, the one way then they rape, the one way and they beat na us. We want to ensure say through arts education, girl picking them aware of the things that would affect them, and they also come on board as catalysts of change and then be a voice for themselves, for other girl picking them. And at the end of the day, we're able to get girl picking them where they grow out or grow up to become powerful, influential women in society. Not just for na salon. I mean, they talked to somebody some days ago, and I tell her, I said, me, I don't want just be relevant na salon. I want to be relevant in not just Sierra Leone, Africa, and the world at large. And that is my dream. And I want to see that every girl picking na salon comes out with a flying color, you know,
but
what I mean.
Again, when you look at the trend that we think they're gonna Africa in so many things that we don't come up in terms of activity, social media. I mean, people can say the girl picking them focus more on the pleasurable things than doing things that will go empower
the
them.
People that what they say, what's gonna they do towards that day? You know what I mean? Every time we, it's just the common notion when they say, ah, then youth man, they're not serious. You know, when they say the youth man, they're not serious. What do they do for address that issue? Day? You know what I mean? People, the big one, they feel they're really comfortable with bribe body. If you take that body now, you say, okay, I get business, can't see them or can't do something. You know what I mean? Give them something when they're able to put their energy pump. Because young people are vibrant, you know, they're strong, they're fast, they're swift. And also, what to make we for just don't know more, we condemn them. Now, what would they do? It doesn't cut out social media. Where they teach the picking, they have for use Facebook, have for use internet generally. You know what I mean? Because there are certain things that when they go teach in a class, you're not able to really get entirely. Some are not able to even get complete textbook. But if you get by the way, get for way, get smartphone, you're able to go on the internet. But they need to hear these things. They need for know. Not to for live, just sit down no more, fold and we say they're not one serious, they're not one learn. What can you do, but then they? How are you, you know, changing that situation?
The empowerment way to do the initiative, I mean, you, somebody wants it again. Girls are not just here in Freetown, they are beyond Freetown. Yes. And a plan for extend this to the provinces?
Yes, of course, there's plan, but sister, let me tell you first, yeah? This one, why they do so? The Cairo run where I don't depart. Enough funny. For lay people, they really come on, forgive you. One butut or one kobo, one leon for you do that in a noisy. Well, you can go not interview and go say, fit on, but you have to start small. You get for deal side, you do first. You know what I mean? For of course, we get plans for move on, but it depends on how we're able to outsource funds. You know what I mean? And how we're able to get support from other NGOs. We get so many challenges that we would face, but me and that kind of person, and it's our time to go. It's just you just have to keep going. So, of course, this month or next month, one get we next day out Esther Michael na Bo. We already don't talk to one of his sister organization, like a vocational school yonder. So of course we have plans of extending.
So on the issue about challenge, I mean funding, because for put up anything here, not to some too easy cost. How you can go about for come? You get a partner, you don't know partner with the
help. I go outside. We can get support through the Ministry of Youth, of course. But for this one, we didn't get any direct support from them. So institutions then they, businesses then they,
shops
and then I go to them. So yeah, some of them helped. Like well, Mercury, I go to some banks them, Zenny Bank, Sky Bank, they other places then they, even me party them personally then they give me support. My own money make me I put some banner. There's no how you want people to see, you know, into your dream or into your vision. Well, you know they so into them, or you know they sacrifice, or you know they put your own sweat and your money panam. Okay. So for now, yes, it's quite tough, it's quite challenging, but we'll get there. Okay. And of course, would they use this platform or this podium for also reach out to people that would they listen now, say God picking and day, we need help. We can help organization, no able for train with picking them, they were able for mentor picking them. So at the end of the day, they will grow up to becoming great and powerful people in society.
Okay, Esther Michael Emma, continue for the way to Inside the Studio, the program that made this show, and it come to you live from Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. Continue for sending text message to the number 077-981-981 or with Facebook page on www.radiodemocracy.sl. We they look at another issue. As the Supreme Court on to a one constitutional matter na do, we one lawyer, BK, the Speaker of Parliament, the Attorney General and the Commissioner of the National Electoral Commission for Seeka the voter registration process, the clerk na Parliament Ibrahim Sisi don see now because Parliament be do the right thing, that makes Supreme Court throw away this matter na do. He explain more about this inside this interview to Khadija Bangura.
Somebody care near Parliament and the Attorney General in a court over an issue we feel see is not correct. Whatever the reasons, me another in the position for can begin explain all of that because the courts, we did not go through the court process. But all which I can say is that every citizen of this country is a right, you know, for take any action against anything or anybody because nobody know the above the law. The law now independent of we all in this country.
But I can normally say Parliament is supreme.
You see, you get the three arms here. You get the legislature way in a Parliament. You get the executive way in the president and the cabinet. Then you get the judiciary way in the judges. Then and then. So all them three arms they are, well, they're all equal in the sense that you never put one on top of the other because each one gets in one part way they play. We Parliament will be for make law them. The executive when they make the law them, now they get for carry, you know, for execute them, for implement the law then they like the police. If you broke law, if they say possible for park here, you go park, the police get right for arrest you. But when you arrest you, they carry you in a court. The court now then get for go interpret that law they for say yes, not true or not true. This man no park, we sign off for park. So now we did the shape the work.
Just because you don't say now every Sierra Leonean in right for go na courts for something we enough feel please read. Now the first thing is for let somebody care go Parliament or the speaker to be specific na court.
Well, really not to my knowledge. I've been there for 10 years as a member of Parliament. Really, I know when they see that. Then I've been there again from 2011. I know when they see that. That means say that only say it not ever happen. No, I did talk about myself. I know when they see that. But impossible. Say anybody can take anybody or institution na court.
The issue they are where they came to the speaker for na court. Now the one way is say we are not do the right thing as a parliament towards the voter registration process. During on a proceeding them or during the term on a they look inside this paper where the attorney general be bring and come to Parliament. We are not be aware say as a parliament that the wrong thing on a they do.
Well, that's a question of whether we'll be aware or we'll not be aware. You see, as a matter of procedure, we have been bringing that team and they from NEC, the Attorney General, is them, not the House, and the House decide on them. The Attorney General, not the principal advisor for government. So you not to move for see it correct or it not correct. You know, as a matter of procedure, then we bring them and we put them at the other paper and then lead them.
If I can take your memory back during the proceeding, then the MP then grab and try for raise the motion, say this particular law or this particular paper we una want for to win a do so in no rights. Una be aware of the complication then we get for come along the line. But again, on the other hand, other member of parliament then they say time not being a parliament in favor.
Well, you see, Parliament na in the make law. And na as a matter of procedure, if you want anything we get for do na Parliament here as a member of Parliament, you know we just demand no more you talk. You move a motion. And if that motion do somebody second them, then the speaker put the question and majority of the MPs then vote, then you motion stand. But if you just talk no more, and then you not put a motion, or you put a motion, then defeat that motion, That's another story. So this is the procedure.
Una na una they make law for the country. For the same citizen there again, we una they make law for. Don't begin for care una go na Supreme Court for interpretation of the law then, we una they make. What in this mean to una work?
Well, you don't mean anything. All it means say democracy day at play. Because that day on a part of democracy. Otherwise, they for saying you don't get right for take parliament go na court. Or you never get right for care the attorney general. Because we depend more business, the attorney general the office. Now they depend on one thing. Because now they the law then they come out. Now then they interpret the law. So if you see somebody, a citizen, he care the attorney general go na court, it means democracy, it is play in this country.
Supreme Court or the courts to read and prepare and do. You know mean say the case done done. Then to wait and follow them go do the right thing there and filing again. So what if this same person filing in paper there again at court for bring the same issue? You get anything for let case then at court against the speaker towards una proceeding them? You get anything for do to na?
Well, I can let for limit myself to what I know what parliament. The issue about documents that we go in court, whether they to read them or whether they demand the right for car again with the, I don't know the procedure in court, so I'm not going to interfere with something where I don't know much about.
The question now, if case they against the speaker in court, if you get anything for due to my own parliamentary proceeding, they get any effect to on our sittings, then at that time.
No, you know, say from that time, they wouldn't care this matter going to court. Parliament will be limited too. To be limit until the way they don't decide the case, parliament still they continue. You know, we they meet back on Tuesday, which means say the court gets in your procedure, parliament self gets in your procedure. Until the matter, suppose then we decide, say, no, we will not for do this, then parliament before therefore go by the court, Supreme Court decision.
People don't question the work of parliament. If law they wanna they make, citizens they wanna court again for contestancy, not all the right still not be doing.
Well, you don't already see the evidence and the way we then decide this case. Any other one back will let for going at the court for put parliament or any institution, you will also see the merits and the merits of that case, the way the court would get for interpret. The court that will get the power for interpreting the law. We will pass the law, but not with the interpreter.
As a clerk of parliament, you don't been at the house for quite a long time. You think saying the right thing parliament can do on that particular matter with the attorney general being carried?
Well, we further see what before then be the outcome of the court decision, because the one that will challenge the decision of parliament, not the middle court, so court don't give a ruling. So whether parliament will do the correct thing or not do the correct thing, you don't see the outcome of the ruling. Therefore, it is for you now to see really whether parliament will do correct or they not do the thing correct. If you put me in a court, say I not do the correct thing, then the court will prove, say, no, this is not correct, the way counsel. I mean, you can read in between.
Well, that's the voice of the clerk in parliament. Ibrahim Cisse be the end of interview with Khadija Bangura. But the case with the Supreme Court throw away, na do we one lawyer be K, the Speaker of Parliament, the Attorney General, and the Commissioner National Electoral Commission for Seka the Voter Registration. The program is still a listen to and amid the show, and it will come to you live from Radio Democracy 98.1 FM 077-981-981 at the normal way for send you text message to. And now we're going to the Kihaman Road Hospital. The Kihaman Road Government Hospital, now one way plenty people will go for medical treatment because it is an easy location and accessible. But because of the road construction at Kihaman Road, this make the authority then be change this hospital in location outside and then now at the CCSL compound down Kihama Road. And according to the medical superintendent, now the hospital is say for more than transfer inside the CCSL compound, they know they get better patient them again, and some people them no know the new location. Dr. Hamadu Cisse, that the medical superintendent that the Kihaman Road Government Hospital, he talk more about this and other issue them but the hospital to me.
Well, when we just transfer, of course, we get ourselves settled in, but we don't fix things there up now, and we don't get things there normal and growing. And we provide, right now, as I speak, we provide services to Nayaso, Southern Transfer Canton, when at the CCSL compound.
If you look at this building, you will not see the kind of form where they're not in that hospital form. How it don't tell like so far?
Well, this is not one building, a single building like Yanda. We face, of course, a few challenges. So just like anybody, when you move to a new setting, you will face one or two challenges. But that notwithstanding, we still provide quite a huge, a vast range of services to Nayaso, just like Yanda. We provide services for picking them, you know, we provide services for the woman them, and we still do that now. We also provide services them for women that we don't born. We also deliver, we get labor room or labor roadway, we deliver the woman them. We get HIV and AIDS services, we get vaccination or maclets for picking them with the under 5, and then also we get one or two, we get observation units for big people and back, just like Yanda normal.
Then service you already provided effectively?
Yes, to a large extent we provide it, we provide efficiently, we provide them very well for the community. If you go now the under 5 services, they run, they in progress, then they give maclets to picking them, and then we get an under 5 clinical, they run, ESF open, they run, we get beds them away, of course, we get picking their service to right now where they take treatment, and we get HIV and AIDS unit, we ESF right now the function. So like by and large we still provide the service, the laboratory day, you know, the pharmacy unit, all inside and the intact way and the function.
The Kiama Road Government Hospital not the service people let me know for in terms of location for let people know now Usana don't transfer come. People at all you may know say Nayaso na they now?
Yes, our hotel ambulance we don't move from the side we've been there na Kiama Road. Not too far we go na the same Kiama Road but na down side. If you come down a little bit na CCSL compound. Inside CCSL compound, now then we get a few buildings that we occupy where we use now.
But you think so people are really aware, say, when they are so? From the kind of patients that we so now they get?
Well, I feel say somehow we don't get a reduction, we don't get a reduced number of people that we come here for use the hospital and get services that are here. And likely some people are not the no say that yeah we don't come. But as I speak, we don't erect signpost in Yanda. Now the sign will be there, we give direction. You know the signpost and they didn't give direction say that yeah we don't come. But also we don't get signpost, we don't erect even Naya, so the entrance for direct people and for make them know say Naya, so we don't come. So probably one or two people in the window we don't know, but we also use this medium for let tell them say now the we don't move, we don't go far away, we just come up from upper side now. Because construction they take place there, we can just further down Kiama Road inside CCSL compound a day with day, and we all these same doctors that will be there and that we all day together in Ayasu, okay. And we provide services in Naya.
Though you don't see the same service the way the Kiama Government Hospital they offer, we will not be there now, now still they do one at this cell, now don't transfer now. But you get certain facilities in the way some of them service you forget. Like for example, if you now get a store, you know see some of the store forget a cooling system and all. The labor and delivery sign are also survey enough for just be an empty room, but for equipped with medical team there. So in that area, they are with like for Nanaya, so as a Kiama Hospital don't transfer Kaya.
Okay, before I come to that, let me just make mention of the fact, see, the side will be there up here and Kiama Road self up there. We will also face some constraints them. We will get the challenge of space. We will be there up there, the place will look crowded, the place will look jammed, the place will be poorly ventilated, you won't be get enough air, where they can inside, breeze, the place not be the light inside well, sunlight not be the enter well. You know, all that in fact prompt government for make then decide say this building is not appropriate, is not fit for the community any longer, and they need for change this building. And that make government take the bold step for go ahead and decide for demolish that building there for construct a 3-story 100 bed hospital at that same location there.
That after the old construction.
Yes, that's now, yes. In fact, this now is a separate project we do our partners in the help fund and we government they oversee and make sure say it come to pass. Coming to your question, in the area of getting sets and storage and other things then, yes, we will say we're not quite, you know, as good as we expect a hospital to be like, but we don't manage for settle in for function in a way we will be able to provide service system. Like you are so not crammed and not jam-packed if like you observe and go around. You know, patient and not the sedum and crowd in one place. You get enough space now the compound. Outside convenient space and for sedum outside with patient like in sedum and wait for let and get service system. Now one of the good things that, but yeah. But yeah, a temporary location. We didn't have for a period of time, then we'll go back here.
Hopefully 1 year, you know, 1 year to 1.5 year.
So you think say on the provider can efficient service will not be the use of provide? They tell you the care about hospital within at the exact location.
Yes, we provide them efficient service, and the only thing I will say is probably a range of services there. So it will minimize a little bit for now. And one of the things that we will not get established inside as soon as a theater, an operating theater. But like I say, they will be in the process of setting up the Macaulay Street Hospital Theater so that we're going to operate now Macaulay Street together with the Macaulay Street staff. They won't collaborate and join hands together with them so that we will help patients that we need for undergo operation so that we will operate the day.
So the word them, we will sound like he admits people them or send them for observe person. When I get enough Naya, so
they're not as big as Yanda, and the number of beds them, of course, Naya, not as much as the number of beds that we've been getting Yanda. But that notwithstanding, I believe we still try our best for to cater for the needs of the population or the people around this community.
In the Kiama Road Government Hospital, now one way plenty of people they come because they nearby and they get an easy access. You don't identify the constraint the way Una gets Naya, so I'm not gonna make sure see some of the constraint and they addressed, because the term Una get for there for a long follow on a day, then constraint and they still they go on.
Well, of course, constraints and we address them one at a time. And even before this time, in fact, we get much more constraint than as it is now. We don't solve and don't surmount. Even the shape of the building, you know, we have to do some renovation at this building. Then also the compound, you know, we have to do some cleaning of the compound and take care of grass and other things around. Then also for even unpack and get yourself settled, that again it take me some time. Now we'll set that up. Even installation of some of the other equipment them, that again take me some time. We don't get them installed, like the generator, the tank, the plumbing system, water connection, but we don't get them fixed now as I talk to you. Electricity itself will not get connected to the building. As and when they meet challenges there along the line, will they somewhat them, will they get over them one by one, and then they move forward.
Well, that's the voice of Dr. Amadou Cisse, the medical superintendent at the Kihaman Road Government Hospital. When they talked to me inside that interview, they vote for more than transfer up the hospital and Kandong na the CCSL compound out it on Talek for them. The program is still listening to Nami the show, and now na time follow we listen to Well Body Corner.
This is Well Body Corner, where they come to you from the Society for Radio Democracy, 98.1 FM. Inside the World Body Corner today, we will talk about waiting for do, we go make you lose weight. For lost weight, nothing will not easy, because bakuti and the way you been a do, when you not go do again, because you want self-control over waiting and waiting you for eat. Well, studies suggest say, for happy lost weight, now for the eat vegetables and fruits every day, as it go help make you lose weight, well that's good for your well body one. So, for make you don't look good all time. Now for the eat plenty vegetables and fruits as a good for your well body one. Stay tuned to Radio Democracy for another edition of Well Body Corner with me, Princess Pierce.
Well, from Well Body Corner, now with the Tick Sports Update.
Good day and welcome to Sports Update from Radio Democracy. Inside Sports Update today, Manchester United boss Jose Mourinho still they see Alvaro Morata as the man who will replace Zlatan Ibrahimovic, but only Real Madrid will reject in first offer. And Real Madrid want €80 million for Morata. Southampton don't sack the manager winner Claude Puel after a four season, and then appoint Claude Puel Pantelia deal from June 2016. Manchester United don't sign Benfica then defender winner Victor Lindelof on 4-year deal, and the 22-year-old will be Manchester United player from July 1, 2017. Benfica don't confirm say Manchester United paid €35 million for Victor Lindelof. Birmingham City manager Ari Redknapp don't confirm say the club don't make offer for the first-time Chelsea captain John Terry will go be free agent from July 1, 2017. Leeds United do appoint the first-time Spain international Thomas Christiansen as the new head coach. Well, now all this to get to the inside spot update with me, David Van Boy.
You still listen to the program, it the show where they come to you live from Radio Democracy 98.1 FM, and still in the studio, I get the Executive Director for Music for Girls Initiative Africa and Empowerment Scheme, Esther Michael Emme. Now, Esther, you don't talk about this event will get for take place now tomorrow, you say June 16, Atlantic Hall, and all sort of that. What do you expect from people as you do this as well for Empower Young Girls?
Well, I expect say people will come out in the numbers for can support them. We get some beautiful bags, slippers, bracelets. Yeah,
not for sale.
Yes, not for sale, of course. And on the other one, no worry, no come, I can't support me, can't see what's in the picking they make. And of course, if you get girl picking way they between the ages 7 to 22, and if you say you need them for this on side way, you know, if I don't know one camp and you know, guess side way will come, it learn one or two, three things. The one we don't sit back here, the one we don't sit worse, where they still wait for going to inside college or for go SS class, now come. Make them come. We office stay at 31 Barracks Road, Moritown. It's free to be part of Music for Girls Initiative Africa. It's open.
Okay.
We want to work with every girl, and we ensure say we girls they are empowered in their minds, in their bodies, and they're enabled to make the right decision and the right choice that would also, you know, bring forth a fulfilled and a promising future for them.
Okay, continue for the two years. I will take some message we don't send. This other one say, Esther, thanks for your resilience in promoting status of girls. Please, you have remained focused and committed to your cause regardless of the challenges.
Okay.
That person did not send a name. This other one, they say, what a good initiative, and these are some of the things we'd like to see so that teenage pregnancy will reduce, illegal child marriage will reduce. That message did come out from Michael. This other one say, what a good initiative, keep it up. That message did come out from Idrisa. This other one again, they say, this other one on the NCTV say, I like the way they talk about the malpractice. Some students not the study, then just up for spy. That person they not send a name. This other one say, where can I locate this center? I have two of my girls that I want them to involve in your initiative. I am a single mother and most time I am not at home. This other message where I go read say, well, that message is not clear. Esther, you will quickly respond to that and then I'll come. So not a better time.
I'd like to say thank you so much to the one that we send in text messages. Thank you so much for the encouragement and they give on me what say and they give up and they relent.
Okay.
Of course, the one we say one no side we office situated is at number 31 Barracks Road, Moritown, up from a VP Drive. And the number for call, if you want, get with directly now 079-917-894. I'll take them back. 079-917-894.
So quickly remind people in the time, location, and waiting somebody for pay for be part of this event tomorrow.
Tomorrow it's going to be by 12 at the Atlantic Hall Stadium Hostel, Syke Street. Of course, now the Ministry of Youth building right down there. If you know adults that's 18 years and above, you get for pay 25,000 years for Kainsai. If you know students below 18, you get for pay 10,000, just 10,000 for Kainsai. Of course, we get all African dishes, fufu and sour, fufu and okra. We get pisab, ginger beer, and other boku nice things, and they will do. Come with pocket money because you get for come buy the eat, you get for come buy some nice slippers them. We na handmade, African made.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, we're playing to thank you to your executive director for Music for Girls Initiative Africa and Empowerment Scheme, Esther Michael Hemery, don't be my studio guest inside the program midday show. And also to me, producer Khadija Bango and Alex Long in Skoma, and to Otis Parkinson, we don't see them be in the machine, we don't get technical support. Mimi Dombo, na presenter for midday show today, June 15. May na sabtu yu kalonde, say tata. I'm gonna go to the hospital.